Hi, this is the emotional author, and here's another cup of tea. I'm still baffled by the idea that someone could measure love. How people can ask you questions like, how much do you love your current partner? Or even worse, your partner would ask you, how much do you love them? And ask you for a number and or a measurement of how much that is. I find the idea insane and downright impossible. Love is an abstract concept that can't be measured. Well, that's in my opinion. Sure, it can be debatable for some people. Yet I find it absurd wherein you would tell someone that you love them by a fraction or a portion of how much they should be loved, when in fact they deserve to be loved unconditionally, especially if they are the person that you have chosen to be your partner for the rest of your life. I am a firm believer that people who can measure or would measure love is still infatuated by the overall idea and concept of what love truly is. They should love someone to the extent that they have chosen that person every day for the rest of their life. I've discussed this in a series of podcast episodes that I have already uploaded. This piece will try to showcase how I perceive love through my perspective, and we can talk about it more towards the end of this episode. This piece is called The Infinite Galaxy, and I hope you guys like it. The Infinite Galaxy. You would always ask me the silliest questions, how much I love and adore you as a person. Countless times I would express that words I know have become worthless. I can tell you how special you are, in different notions, my actions, my love, my loyalty and affection. Then again, would it be enough to tell you? Would it even showcase a portion of my love for you? The best example I could think of that would remotely be as close would be the number of stars in the galaxy unknown. Should you count them within its context, that's how much love is shared in our conquest. I took a leap of faith, a risk I chose to take, hoping that maybe someday our lives intertwined in a certain way, wherein we would be inseparable amidst trials, tested and proven beyond denial. So if you would ask me again how much you mean to me, just look up, breathe deeply, and digest our galaxy, because once you have held my hand and chosen to be with me, I'll assure you that we can create a wishful story. Stop asking me if you would ever be enough. Set aside all your fears and doubts. Once you say yes, we have taken a chance to be with each other till our last dance. Infinity will never suffice the moment we lock eyes. If people will ask you how much you mean to me, then that isn't part of our story. And there you have it. Shouldn't love be something so profound that you can't put a number on it? Shouldn't the feeling you have towards your partner have no limits? If there are days wherein you still choose to compare your current partner with your past relationships, then you may want to ask yourself if you have truly moved on from the past. No one wants to be on the receiving end of questions like, I wish you were more, and ending that sentence with words that would trickle down your spine, and it would be the words, my ex. If you are in a healthy and fruitful relationship, I am genuinely happy for you that you have finally found a person that can help you grow and strive to become the best version of yourself. If you haven't found them yet, nor you haven't encountered them to that extent, I want you to build yourself first before even embarking on such a journey. People who have yet to let go of their past will continuously be haunted by their past. So that, my friends, is my cup of tea, and I hope to see you in the next one. Bye for now.